Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys coverage of the 2015 Toy Fair International. In this show, we'll be looking at the new toys revealed by LEGO and Hasbro. Be sure to visit our website to see photos of all the new items shown at the show.
Welcome to Marvelicious Toys 2015 Toy Fair coverage. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
Justin, will you be my Valentine?
Well, I don't know. What's in it for me?
I don't know, but it's Saturday night, Valentine's Day night, and the three of us are here talking toys instead of out with our respective spouses.
We went out yesterday, lest anyone think you're a cad.
And my wife is out of town, so I'm off the hook.
Yes, we had yesterday because the movie Kingsman: The Secret Service, based on the Marvel imprint comic written by Mark Millar, declared yesterday was Valentine Day because Samuel L. Jackson's character was Valentine. So all day we celebrated Valentine Day.
Very nice.
We went and saw Kingsman in a real nice Times Square theater, and then we had a nice dinner out that night. And speaking of Kingsman, if you want to hear my thoughts on the newest Marvel movie, kind of. I mean, it's in Marvel imprint. It counts as much as Kick-Ass does. And hopefully this show is out before the live show, Now Playing Podcast, first live show ever, reviewing Kingsman: The Secret Service, Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Jacob, Stewart, and I are going to be reviewing this in our first live show and then doing a Q&A after, because if I can be allowed a little plug here, Now Playing is also doing a Kickstarter. Marjorie, Jacob, Stewart, and I are looking to write a book of 100 movie reviews. And there's going to be all kinds of movies in there, horror, sci-fi, some comic book movies. It's underrated movies we recommend. And it turns out it takes a little bit of money to write a book and not be sued by the movie studios who you're writing about. So we need to hire a lawyer, hire artists, hire copy editors. And so starting on the 17th is Now Playing's first Kickstarter. So we hope that listeners of all of the Venganza Media podcast will head over there and make a pledge to help us get that off the ground.
That live show sounds like a good time. I'll have to tune in and listen up. It'd be fun being on the other side this time.
You can then laugh at all of our bloopers. It's all the stuff you know we cut all of a sudden is in there. Now Playing doesn't run as blue as Marvelicious for some reason, though.
That's weird. I think that's Marjorie's fault mostly, though.
Hey, wait a second. Maybe. I don't know. Possibly.
But yeah, speaking of Marvelicious toys, Toy Fair was different this year, and I don't like things that are different.
Well, usually Toy Fair starts on Sunday. This year it started on Saturday, and have to say that it was not widely attended on Saturday. It wasn't near as crowded as it usually is on Sunday. I expect it to be really crowded on Sunday.
Yeah, after covering Toy Fair for 9 years, for the first time, it's starting a day early. That like threw off our entire schedule, and it's going to change how we cover it, because it used to be back in the old days, we'd have Hasbro on Saturday, and then LEGO had an offsite party with lots of liquor Saturday night.
Open bar.
Well, that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
Got a little expensive, I imagine. Then Sunday, the actual toy fair would begin, and you know, you had Gentle Giant and Sideshow actually attending back then, so before they realized, you know, we're not really selling to Walmart anyway.
Well, and Gentle Giant was off-site anyway, remember?
That's true. We'd see them on the Saturday as well.
Yeah, they were down in the Flatiron District.
Haven't been to the Flatiron District since they stopped coming.
Nope.
But then LEGO moved to Sunday mornings to save money instead of being at a swanky hotel. They were just in their booth, and we'd have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to get there by 7 a.m. Starbucks aren't even open at that time, and go take pictures of the toys after being up until 3 or 4 in the morning working on all the Hasbro stuff from Saturday. And now, because it's on Saturday, everything changes again. Lego started on Saturday at 7 a.m., which was fine because I actually was well-rested after Valentine's Day.
Nothing like looking at Legos while you're hungover, you know? So it's a nice change.
It is, yes. Well, let's talk about Lego now.
Yeah, Marjorie and I recorded a segment while we were at the Javits Center with our first impressions. So we'll go ahead and play that and then come right back. Well, we are at the floor of the Javits Center, starting off Saturday morning with Lego. And Lego, I know, Marjorie, you're fond of saying I'm all in on everything, but I love what Lego's been doing with Marvel since they picked up that license again and just have been running with it. And with Age of Ultron not too far off, I'm really, really excited. The number one thing I wanted to see at Toy Fair was in the Lego booth, and it's that Ultimate Collector Series Helicarrier.
Well, it's hard to get mad at Lego or hate Lego, and the only thing you can find fault with is sometimes their sets get pricey.
They get pricey, they get a little hard to build, they take some time, sometimes there's some decals that need to be applied.
I don't build Lego sets, I leave that to you because I don't have the patience.
There's one we're going to talk about you might be able to build.
It's got four pieces because that's about my skill level.
It's made for about four-year-olds.
Oh yeah, then I can do it.
All right, we'll give you maybe that one to play with. But Age of Ultron is getting a lot of sets, kind of like we're used to getting from them. We're going to be able to get most all the characters in minifigure form through this, including a number of varieties of Ultron. We're going to go through them. I don't think we get a Quicksilver. I think Quicksilver gets the shaft on this one.
But what I found really exciting is there's a Hydra Showdown set.
Yeah, and this is set
Hydra,
in
Arnie. Hydra.
Yes, and you actually get a Hydra henchman minifigure because he's driving some kind of dune buggy that has a cool little Hydra logo on the front.
That's quite awesome.
Because Hydra's into corporate branding.
They are.
But so is Avengers, because Hawkeye's in chase in a Avengers-branded SUV.
They're not so secret.
And this comes with a Thor figure that's a super jumper.
Well, and it's a new feature. He's got like this, it looks like almost like a clothespin that he's on that you can kind of launch him off to make him jump really high, which I guess he does jump a lot.
Yeah, if you're watching our video podcast, I was able to get a video of this, of an Iron Man being flung at me. It actually hit me. That does not on the video. I was holding a camera and they're demoing, and the next thing I knew, Iron Man thudded into my chest.
Is that where you got the shiner?
Yeah, the super jumper feature. I think over time with use, these would kind of weaken and maybe get a little milky, but it's just a little plastic thing that you push down on and the figure leaps up and then usually, judging by the demo, breaks apart. But yeah, you get the three minifigures there in that Hydra Showdown. And then there's an Iron Man versus Ultron set. This is a very small set that comes with an Ultron and an Iron Man, as you would imagine it to based upon the name.
I'd hope it comes with those. Otherwise, I'd call shenanigans.
And Ultron has some kind of fighter that he's coming with, a ship of some sort that he's flying. I overheard somebody say, and I think that a lot of people agree, although I'm not sure I do, one of the people covering it is like, with Marvel, the ships and the playsets kind of suck, but everybody's into the minifigures.
Yes.
And I think that's what people are most interested in, is the minifigures, but I actually like some of the ships and some of the playsets. And with this set, you do get the Ultron in that ship and the Iron Man. It doesn't specifically list, but I think you might be getting two Ultron figures in there, but the display, it appeared to only have one at the time that I was going past. It's $12.99, so it could go either way, two or three figures.
Well, the one I was kind of excited about was Avengers Tower.
I went looking at the Helicarrier. I left most excited about Avengers Tower, if you can believe it. I was that one over.
No, I didn't go to Lego, and I just, going on the title and the pictures you showed me, and I think it's one of the best things that they've done. I think it's really cool, and it was such a forefront at the end of Avengers movie that this makes sense. And, you know, Hasbro's not making that, which I think would make an awesome playset.
Yeah, they're making that Build-A-Thing with the 2.5-inch figures. But this one is really cool. You're getting two drones, you get an Iron Man, you get a Thor, but you get to build this tower, which is a little over a foot tall. It has translucent plastic windows, but the detail they've put into this is absolutely amazing, because there's actually a Loki scepter in one of the rooms on the set.
Nice.
And just all kinds of various features with that. I'm looking at the names of the figures you get here, but it's just a completely loaded set with 5 minifigures, one of which is, again, a super jumper. So a really nice set, and the one that I'm actually most excited, and a very reasonable price point on that one too, but that they've got all these little workshops, like where they're building Iron Man suits or perhaps Ultron, the Loki scepter, a little ship that looks like on top, the Ultron Project computer screens. Just incredible detail. The Loki scepter even has a jewel in it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually my favorite set, and at a real reasonable price. The more pricey regular set is the Avengers Quinjet City Chase. That's going to be the $80 set coming out, and you're going to get your Vision figure in this.
Ah, nice Vision.
And Vision is in some kind of containment chamber. Like, he's... The guy was kind of cagey around the story of it. You get Captain America on a motorcycle. This is where you get your Black Widow figure. You get Ultron. Another Iron Man. You're going to have a lot of Iron Men before this is all said and done.
Well, the set that I thought that would be your favorite would be the Hulkbuster Smash set.
That is a nice one. You get a Hulk in a little bit of a cage thing. You get your Scarlet Witch figure there, which I actually really like the likeness of. They gave her the red jacket. She's got a couple blue bolts coming from her hands. You get an Ultron Prime minifigure in this one. And, of course, you get to build your Hulkbuster Iron Man, which towers over even the Hulk himself.
And we should probably talk about the giant gray elephant in the room.
The Helicarrier?
Yes.
You know, when I was reading the dimensions, when we talked about it on our last show, I actually thought, like, it was going to be as big as the Hasbro Helicarriers we got or something. I really have trouble when reading measurements, getting the spatial relations in my head, but it didn't appear all as big as I had expected it to be.
Really?
It is a bit over a foot long, but it's nice and compact. It's got so much detail to it. It's a really nice bit. I love the little plaque it comes with. All the Ultimate Collector sets come with those little plaques.
It does have a lot of detail, and it's nice that they made it because it was featured so prominently in the Lego video game.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that... Oh, yeah, it was
it's
that big.
It's the home base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's where you go to do all your missions.
But you've got a lot of detail. The shield logo's everywhere. You've got translucent blue engine turbines. And I was really shocked. I was worried about those tiny, tiny minifigures that it comes with, and I was worried about losing them. I am even more worried about losing them now. These things are so, so, so tiny. I can't even describe. You've just got to look at the picture. They are about the height, including
like
their little...
high.
Yeah, they're including the base, go up to maybe the hip of a standard Lego minifigure.
Wow.
The detail for being so small is actually really incredible. They have an Iron Man, a Captain America, some S.H.I.E.L.D. agents with S.H.I.E.L.D. logos. They're so small, but you are so going to lose these. They don't really lock down all the time, and I'm so scared of losing them. They only throw in minifigures because, like that one person I overheard said, minifigures are really where it's at for the collectors, so they are including 5 minifigures that aren't even to scale with the ship. You just are supposed to stand them off like a Hall of Heroes to the side, but...
I see those itty-bitty ones ending up in dog bellies and child bellies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just taken back to when I was a kid and my mother used to vacuum up all my little guns. This thing... If you have shag carpeting, you'll never see them again.
Arnie, it's 2015. That's probably not a risk.
Shag has come back into fashion. But you get your Nick Fury. I mean, it's basically your S.H.I.E.L.D. characters. Hawkeye, Nick Fury, Captain America, Black Widow, and Maria Hill.
And they get a nice little stand there. That's really cool.
Yeah, with the big S.H.I.E.L.D. logo you got to build behind them. It's a nice set. And you get, you know, your Nick Fury, Hawkeye, and Captain America minifigures.
Mini figures.
Yeah, tiny figures. It's a really nice set. I expected to walk out of there, though, in a puddle of drool. And I walked out going, yeah, it's a nice set.
I think we can breathe a sigh of relief now.
Yeah, I'll probably still get it. But because, I mean, I paid more than that set cost for my collector minifig. I mean, and I'm getting 5 minifigures with this. So I'm probably going to pick it up. What I was really shocked, I expected to see all the things we just talked about. Most of them are up for pre-order. DeBeat at Marvel Toy News already has his Iron Man versus Ultron set that he ordered from Amazon in hand, even though it's not supposed to ship yet. I didn't expect to see sets from Ant-Man.
Yeah, this is a kind of a head-scratcher. I did not expect, because I kind of feel like this movie is not receiving the attention and love it maybe is expected to, because that trailer was very underwhelming.
It was a teaser. It could get better.
It teased that it might not be a good movie.
Let me tell you what I love about what Lego's done with this set, though. It's really, it's a great concept. And I don't know if they have more coming. They had a sign out saying that there will be Ultimate Spider-Man and Ant-Man sets that aren't announced. So I think there's more coming. This is the final battle set. You get, and minor spoiler alert, Hank Pym in Ant-Man outfit, as well as Ant-Man. So Michael Douglas is going to suit up at some point for the final battle. And then you get Yellow Jacket. But all of these characters, all these minifigures, they're standard minifigure size, but the set is scaled like they're ants. So you get a little screw that's giant, and it comes with Lego bricks that are big.
That's awesome!
But yeah, isn't that a great concept?
Yes!
So that if the figures were ant-sized, that's how big a small Lego brick would be to
them.
That
is so much more clever than making him actually small.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Lego's got some good Imagineers.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine to a regular minifigure, Ant-Man would be even smaller than those Helicarriers figures are, but yeah, I thought it was kind of a cute set that you get regular sized minifigures, but all the accessories and the giant thing that has like some kind of weird, they're not even Lego piece. I think they've got like wire bendem wings on the creature that Hank Pym is riding.
So, no, that's kind of neat too, though.
Yeah, it actually looks like a nice set. Then they are going to do some Ultimate Spider-Man stuff. One really, really confused me because it's Sandman in a construction set. It's called Rhino and Sandman Supervillain Team Up. I don't watch Ultimate Spider-Man. It's a little too sugar-laced for me in that I imagine if a kid ate an entire box of Fruity Pebbles and followed it with a sugared soda, that's the level of energy this show is. It's constantly at 11. But I guess this is directly from it. But it had Sandman in a construction set, making me think of the end of Spider-Man 3, right? Because he's towering up on this big thing of sand and has a giant sand fist. But then really throwing me for a loop is the thing that I hope Hot Toys never makes, that mechanized rhino. It's a guy in the rhino suit. Like, I am the rhino from End of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That was a terrible Russian accent.
It was a horrible Russian accent. I completely agree with that.
As long as you can admit it.
Yes, I never claimed to be able to do voices. But it's this big playset. You also get an Iron Spider-Man with it. So quite a bit going on, a regular Spider-Man. But the rhino is just what was throwing me, is to see this Amazing Spider-Man 2 rhino teaming up with the Sandman. It's like the battle of the bad movie ideas. The Iron Spider-Man figure is kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I always like that because it's got nice coloring.
There's also a much smaller and coming out late in the year Ultimate Spider-Man set. That's Ultimate Spider-Man, the Miles Morales version, against Carnage. And I thought we got that Carnage before, so it may be a bit of a reuse of a minifigure, a retooling of a minifigure. And then off to the side, far away, they're doing the next Spider-Man Junior set. This is the one I think you can build, Marjorie.
Because I get pretty frustrated at like four-piece Lego sets.
Well, this is a four-year-old set, but it's 137 pieces. It may take some patience.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You get three minifigures on this, a Green Goblin, a nice classic Green Goblin with a purple hat, not like we've been seeing in Ultimate Spider-Man and things. A Spider-Man, and I love Spider-Man's little base. I mean, it's got little pumpkin bombs that look just like little discs on it, but Spider-Man's got a helicopter with the spider logo on the side and a web kind of dangling down, and he's got a home base that has a slide.
Well, yeah, why not? I want a slide in our house. You haven't built it yet.
It's kind of cute. It reminds me of like the Fisher-Price sets I had as a kid, where you'd always put the figure down the slide. But the Green Goblin with the translucent pumpkin bomb makes this a must-have in his Goblin glider.
Yeah, he's super cute. Very cute.
So it looks like it's another great year from LEGO, and I like the number of sets they're doing. Over at Star Wars Action News, we covered their sets. They do too many for Star Wars for me to be able to be a deep collector of that. And by doing so many, they make me really pick and choose, and so a couple that I'd be on the fence on, I don't buy, whereas a couple I might be on the fence on for Marvel, I will buy, because there's not that many, and I'm able to keep up and have that complete minifigure collection. I like the pace at which they're doing it. A bunch from Age of Ultron. Again, I think Quicksilver gets the shaft. We get Hulk, we get Thor, we get several Iron Mans, Hawkeye, Black Widow. If you buy the Helicarrier, you even get Nick Fury and Maria Hill. But no Quicksilver, at least not announced. Oh boy, Comic-Con minifigure exclusive.
Oh, possibly.
Ugh. But a real nice showing from them. But we'll head back to with Justin, and then after that, Hasbro.
Did you snag me one of those micro Iron Man figures?
No, but a part of me got really paranoid that somebody at LEGO might listen to the show. Because I did pick one up, and I was moving it around so that I could get a scale comparison shot. I first asked like everybody around, do you have a dime? Does anyone have a dime? Because these are about the size of a dime. I was going to pose it with a dime. Nobody seemed to have a dime. So I just picked one up and set it next to a minifigure. And then I'm like, if anybody saw me do this and listens to the show, they think I'm going to just palm that thing or fingernail it. All I'd have to do is fingernail it. It's going to come out with me. That's how small it is.
That's one thing you wouldn't mind keistering, you know?
He'd lose it by the time he got anywhere anyway.
Well, as cool as they are, I mean, all those awesome pictures of them, I still think they're cool, but for whatever reason, having that little base at the bottom so they can click onto an individual Lego brick kind of takes away a little bit of the magic for me. Because they look like little statues now.
They look like little Oscars.
Yeah.
Are you talking the little mini ones, or are you talking just regular mini?
The micro figures.
The micros, okay. Yeah. Because I didn't realize they had a peg on the bottom so they could be placed on an individual.
Well, otherwise you would never ever see them again once you open the box.
I know.
You still won't. These things are so small. Just probably, if there weren't so few, we probably could have grabbed a handful, and again, nobody would even notice anything in my hand. They're so
They are great though. But that Helicarrier is looking even better than what I thought before.
I like it more knowing it's smaller. When we were talking about the dimensions, I really was envisioning it being San Diego Comic-Con Helicarrier big.
That was frightening.
Yeah, still not having seen it in person, but how much smaller is it than what you were thinking?
I think it's about half the length, you know, and it looks not that tall. Now, again, perspective is what it is when you're in a giant convention center, but it looks now to be, it has a footprint of maybe a couple PS4s.
All right. That's a weird unit of measurement, but all right.
Oh, come on, Justin. You know that's what they're doing now with, like, tumors and stuff.
They're measuring them against PS4 scale?
Game Boys and things like that. Well, it's a Nintendo DS-sized tumor on your spine. I'm very sorry, ma'am.
I'd say maybe 2.5 iPads end-to-end.
Minis or regulars?
Regulars.
1, 2, or 3s.
Does not matter. I'm approximating here. But I just thought I'd have to take, like, an entire conference table or something, maybe a entire media rack for this. And really, it does look like it would fit on a nice bookshelf. It's not excessively deep where you'd need an extra wide shelf for it or anything. So despite the dollar per square inch in my mind, it now is more expensive per square inch. The footprint being smaller makes that more attractive because it's not like, God, where am I going to put that? But that wasn't my favorite set. My favorite set has to be that Avengers Tower.
Yeah, that looks cool. You know, as a play set with a lot of different levels, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I love that they went through the detail and put the Loki spear in it.
Yeah, like it's on display. That mm-hmm. was pretty cool. And I hesitate to, like, ask this question because, I mean, it's Lego after all, but are they providing some spoilers here with the different Iron Men and the white and blue?
Probably.
Yeah, just like the Mandarin speeder boat chase from Lego,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because that was an awesome scene in Iron Man 3.
They're not the only ones, though. I mean, don't forget that Entertainment Earth put up the exclusive Titan Hero Tech blue and white Maple Leafs Iron Man. And I thought at first, well, that's just a really weird paint job. But now Lego's coming out with blue and white Iron Man. And I think Funko's coming out.
But two of them. So, like, before we thought maybe it was an alternate outfit or an alternate armor for Iron Man. But now I'm starting to think maybe these are the first wave of Ultron drones.
It's really hard to say. And which makes it not a spoiler, right?
Maybe. I mean, it makes it seem more like Ultron is, you know, partly Tony Stark's idea.
Yeah, and all that's going to happen is you're going to watch a movie and go, oh, that's where that fits in. Or, hey, what happened to the blue and white Iron Man we saw that was never in the movie?
He's riding on a motorboat somewhere.
Yeah.
With the Mandarin.
Yeah, that's a cool set.
But the big event of the day was really Hasbro. Lego, as I said before, I like the pace at which they're coming out with their sets. But this year, Hasbro is going big. And you better start saving your pennies, Justin. It's going to be an expensive year for Marvel Legends collectors.
Oh, holy cow. Just following the news that you put out all day long, my head is spinning already.
Well, let's go ahead. We were able to record the Hasbro brand presentation where they talked all about the new Marvel products coming up this year. And yeah, they talk a bit about Hulk cans and things, but they also run down Marvel Infinite series and Marvel Legends that are coming out in 2015.
Please welcome to the stage our first team of presenters for Marvel, VP of Marketing Adam Beal and Senior Design Manager Dwight Stahl. Guys.
Hi everyone, it's great to see you again.
Hello.
We're very excited. You know, it's really good to work in the Marvel team. It's really good to work with such great partners at Marvel and Disney. I want to introduce also Jesse Falcon in the corner. From LA to join us today to answer any questions you have down in the showroom. But let's get started. Sorry about the gravelly voice. I know it's dead sexy. You know, try to contain yourselves. Let's get started with Marvel. You know, when you look at the entertainment slate, not just this year, but into the future, it is amazing. And you've heard all the announcements in the past couple weeks that Marvel has made, and it just keeps getting more exciting. We're going to focus today in 2015, of course, in May with Avengers Age of Ultron, and then Marvel's next new superhero introduced with Ant-Man in July. And of course, the Avengers Assemble and Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors TV shows which are on air now and continuing, and the recent announcement of the new Guardians of the Galaxy animated show coming in late 2015. So Marvel, once again, is giving us an amazing point of inspiration to get kids of all ages, fans of all ages, interested and engaged in the brands, and you know, it makes it a lot easier to create the right product to serve up for all you folks to play with. We want to, you know, we're going to focus mainly on the boys' action categories today and the entertainment-inspired product lines, but make sure when you're in the showroom to check out our expanded preschool lines across Superhero Adventures, Mr. Potato Head, and for the first time ever, Play-Doh. As well as our games offerings. We have a brand new Avengers Monopoly game that we're introducing this year as well. So we're really finding great opportunities around the building at Hasbro to merchandise against the Marvel properties. Let's jump into Avengers, and specifically Avengers Age of Ultron. I'm going to talk about some of the kids' stuff first, and then we're going to get into the cooler fan offerings that I know a lot of you guys want to see. We're very proud and excited for what we're doing in Avengers. When you get down to the showroom, you'll realize that it's our most expansive product line to date. And I guess across all of Marvel, it's our broadest product line to date. This item here is our 2.5-inch minifigure system. A lot of you guys will remember this. Last year, we launched the first version of this with Guardians of the Galaxy. We love that this scale allows kids to play into the full world of the Avengers, to really tell stories from the films and the TV shows. And with the new Avengers HQ, kids can buy 3 different play sets, stack them up, and build the actual Avengers Tower, complete with a landing pad for the Quinjet that blasts out Captain America's motorcycle. And of course, we sell figures separately, vehicles separately, so it's an entire play system. We've never launched a playset-based system with Marvel before, so we're very excited to do this with Avengers Age of Ultron. And of course, the action figures. We're expanding our Titan Hero scale that was very successful for us over the last couple years into electronics. So we have our Titan Hero tech products. Worth playing with them down in the showroom. The big Hulkbuster character actually recognizes when the other Avengers talk to him. So he has responses, so they play a little game back and forth. And of course, we're bringing Ultron to life there as well. These are all great movie-based sculpts, where previously most of our Titans had been more classic or animated based. And of course, we gotta give kids a way to play out their own Avengers with role play. New innovation in Hulk hands, our grip fists now. I can now smash, grip, hold, drink a pop, water. It's great. Also, our new Captain America disc launching shield, not to be out there now. Last disc over 40 feet, very fun and exciting. You see down in the showroom our new Iron Man gloves with the motion-based repulsor, the most authentic looking Iron Man gloves we've ever created for kids. So we think we have a great role-play line in store. Make sure you also check out the voice pitch shift masks that we have downstairs, so you talk through the Iron Man mask. Your voice changes to sound like Iron Man. So we're having a lot of fun with this play. It does very well. The kids love it. And I see a lot of older kids walking around Comic-Con with our gear all the time. So we love to see that as well. But let's get into the...
And speaking of the older kids.
Marvel Legends. I know we have a lot of Marvel Legends fans here. So we're gonna show you some of the waves that we've announced before. We're going to show you a whole bunch that we haven't shown you before. So we got a lot to go through. Dwight's going to go a little bit fast, but you have time downstairs to ask all the questions you want to ask. So let's get started with Wave 1, 2015.
How about we skip Wave 1 and go right to Wave 2?
Okay.
Perfect. You guys have seen Wave 1. It's out there now and hitting shelves. So jumping into Wave 2, we have a handful of movie-based characters, like Captain America shown here, the Hulk, Spider-Woman, Hellcat. Thanos is our Build-A-Figure, and Iron Man Mark 43, he'll come with an alternate visor up, Tony Stark, Robert Downey head, and last but not least, one of our lost children, Matt Drop, which was abandoned a couple years ago, he'll be back. So, Wave 3, we're going to get this going with a new Doctor Strange, Blizzard, lost child, returned, perfect for this time of year, Vision, new costume Vision, Marvel Now, Iron Man, and his striking black and golds. Movie War Machine, not to be outdone, Rhodey will also have an alternate head with a visor popped up. Some big girls. Thundra, that's just because they're really tall. And Valkyrie. And talking about big, if this is a normal 6.25-inch Iron Man figure, we thought we'd give you guys something a little bit more impressive this year. So we're giving you Hulkbuster.
That would be the biggest free figure we've ever done in Legends since it's been around.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite one that I've worked on to date. So he's huge, he's amazing, he's red and gold. Ant-Man. Not to be outdone, we are also going into some movieverse with Ant-Man. First up, you will have our first movie Ant-Man with a itty-bitty Ant-Man and an itty-bitty Ant and an itty-bitty Yellow Jacket, which is not shown here, but we'll have it downstairs. Moving on to Lost Children, Tiger Shark. We knew you guys were looking for a lot of these things, that they are making it out. A new Wasp, Grim Reaper. Grim Reaper is built on that body that you guys have been asking for forever and a day. We have Bucky Cap, we have Hyperion, now we have a middle body. So we have a Grim Reaper to be used for all those Captain America scale people. Giant Man, Bulldozer, and the Build-A-Figure for Ant-Man is a ever so striking Ultron Prime from Avengers 2. He is also a pretty impressive, I think he's around an 8-inch scale action figure. 3 3/4 can't be left out, right? In the cold, you know, we all love our little 4-inch friends as well. So we have a movie Ant-Man with a monstrous scale, in scale, flying ant for him to ride on the back. This Ant-Man's fully articulated and a relatively decent articulated ant as well. Wrapping up Ant-Man, we have our movie-based Titan Hero, as well as a classic Superhero Masters, which is our favorite mash and mix line ever, bringing Ant-Man into the fold here as well.
Also, to get more kids into the collecting business, as we like to say, we're going to introduce a new figure expression in the toy aisle that we're calling Marvel 500. So this is a new 2-inch figure expression sold in blind bags. We're targeting to ship 72 figures over 3 waves in the first year, and legal doesn't allow me to tell you why we call it Marvel 500, but I can let you know that we're targeting to maybe ship 400 or more of those in the next couple of years. So we see this as a long-term opportunity here, a great way to get kids into that deeper set of characters inside the Marvel Universe. And you'll see these coming out this summer on shelf.
Okay, Infinite Series. I love talking to you guys about these type of lines because you're the only group in the history of the world that I can tell you these names and I don't get eye rolls and head cocked off the side. Like, what? So we have Scarlet Spider, we have Chameleon with a couple alternate heads, we have Korg, X-Men, Deadpool, a very, very shiny gold Ultron, and lovely Miss Emma Frost making her plastic debut in 3 3/4 inch. Spider-Man.
So Marvel's done something really great with the series. They've rebranded Spider-Man for the third season to Web Warriors, bringing us a great cast of Spider-Verse characters. What does a kid like more than Spider-Man? A whole bunch of spider-based characters. So we're having a lot of fun with that with our new Web Slingers line, playsets, vehicles. Each of the figures launch webs, elastic webs. And then, of course, we've got our Marvel Legends for Spider-Man, which we've been aligned focusing our Legends on the big movie properties when the movies came out, but we had such success with Legends last year with Spider-Man, we thought we'd keep it going against Spider-Man for 2015.
Agreed. Wave 1 doesn't take a lot of time on because you all know, you've seen them. These have been out in press for a while, and they'll be down in the booth if you've not. If they've not trickled out to the East Coast just yet, we have them downstairs. Moving into Wave 2, though, we have a whole wave of awesome newness for you. Starting with... That's a good reaction. Sticking with the red theme, we're bringing in Misty Knight. How about a little Hellfire and Brimstone? Let's bring in a Ghost Rider. Chameleon. You know, I'm not a big fan of Chameleon, but I like Hammerhead. And I like even more J. Jonah Jameson. We're going to have multiple heads so you can mix and match and make your, you know, whichever Spider-Verse character you prefer. Killer figure, great, literally and figuratively. He looks amazing. Superior Venom. And a petite little white tiger. Getting a lot of playtime in the Spider-Man animation. Sticking with the big theme of Build-A-Figures for this year, we got a pretty massive fellow for you. We have a monstrous rhino with alternate swap-out heads as well.
Okay, moving on to Superhero Mashes. You know, we launched this last year. Another great new play expression. kids love the idea of mixing matching their favorite superheroes. And it's also a great, like with Marvel 500, a great opportunity to introduce kids to characters in the Marvel Universe that we wouldn't normally put in a kid-focused action figure line. They love the different colors and the different parts and the different weapons, different heads from all the characters. And it's a great build. So we're introducing some new characters. This is just going to be a sampling of them. But we're going to get into characters like Agent Venom, Hobgoblin, Carnage, Rocket Raccoon, of course, as well as Ant-Man, as mentioned before, Winter Soldier, Daredevil, and Nova coming in a later wave. And this is all going to be out in the spring. You're going to see even more from the second half of the year. You can see all these down in the showroom as well. And we're also going to do a two-pack celebrating the film Hulk versus Hulkbuster for the second half of the year, and that's going to be a lot of fun. For the first time at this event, I think, we're going to also share with you some of our retail exclusives. We typically don't do that at Toy Fair, but we're doing so many more exclusives than we've ever done before, both in the kid and the fan-focused space, so that's very exciting. We're seeing all of our big mass retailers getting super excited about what we're doing in the collector realm, so we're amping that up for 2015. So let's talk about a couple of those.
Jokes. Sorry, first off, Entertainment Earth, we're bringing out our Titan Deluxe figures. We have a Hawkeye and an Iron Man you can armor up with gear, and their accessories have lights in them that can light up the power of their bows and hand cannons. 3¼-inch, we're doing a couple of multi-packs for Toys R Us. This is just a sampling of a couple of them. We'll have Cap and Black Widow with her new energy-piped costume, which you'll see in the next Avengers film, as well as Nick Fury with a Iron Man Mark 43 fully articulated figure. S.H.I.E.L.D. 3-pack. This is our homage to Avengers 1, wrapping up some of those characters that are important to the mythos, but we have not gotten to yet. So this is our Director 3-pack. Director Coulson, Director Fury, Director Hill. I guess no one can keep a job in the Marvel Universe. not to be outdone, if you got a little brother named Bruce, you can beat them into the ground with a Walmart super awesome foam fist Hulkbuster set with roleplay mask. Doesn't need to be Bruce, you can beat anyone you want, you know? Kindly. Like Adam said, we're having a lot of great success with Legends. This has been a phenomenal year, and we're ramping up for an even better year next year. Taking the themes of our Collector 3 packs and bringing some more of those out to you. Here we have a classic pack of Marvel Now Hulk, first appeared in Vision with his cute little white toes, and a brand new version of Ultron. And lastly, to wrap up the movie characters for Avengers 2, if you haven't got what you liked in the Build-A-Figure series, we got you covered in this fantastic Amazon 4-pack, a brand new movie Thor. It's the first Thor we've done since Avengers 1. Mark Ruffalo Banner, the first Banner figure we've ever done, based on him. And a couple new versions of Hawkeye and Black Widow to wrap out your team. And that covers everything we're going to show you here today. We got a lot more coming for Comic-Con, of course, but we have all of this down in the showroom. You'll see it again. It's our broadest Marvel product line to date. It's also our broadest collector-focused product line to date as well. So come down, ask all the questions you want, and thanks for listening. Thanks, guys.
So yeah, sounds like a lot of things that we had been hearing rumors of and seeing leaked lists of are actually confirmed, which is cool, but there's so much more that we had no idea was coming out or coming our way.
It's honestly so much more than we got all of last year already announced. And last year, we got quite a bit with that X-Men wave at Toys R Us and things, but now, I mean, 3 waves of Avengers, 2 waves of Spider-Man, all these exclusive packs, exclusive 3-pack here, exclusive 4-pack there. It's a ton.
Yeah.
It's reminding me of the heady days of Star Wars collecting.
Yeah, it's reminding me of when Toy Biz had the license and they used to pump the Legends out like this.
And even in their heyday, I don't feel like there was this many in a year. Like, they were just consistently coming out. Like, this feels like shotgun of products coming at us, just in the Legend scale alone. Holy cow. By this time next year, we'll have at least 5 new Build-A-Figures, if not more.
Yeah, and of course, there will be more announced at Comic-Con too. So, but while there was a lot of news for Legends, I was a little bit interested in Infinite Series. They announced a few figures, but after the presentation, I got a chance to talk with Dwight Stahl about all of this. And he had a couple interesting things to say. So let's go ahead and play that. And we are here at the Hasbro Toy Fair presentation, Marvel, with Dwight Stahl. Hello, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
You're doing great, nice seeing you again.
Good to see you. Very impressed with your presentation. I cannot believe how much Legends stuff is coming. It has looked like the best year of Legends since Hasbro's had the line.
Yeah, someone else just said it was the Renaissance, so I'll take that, you know?
Yeah, that's a great term for it. You've got so much coming on. I mean, just amazing. That Hulkbuster figure is absolutely astounding. And we keep hearing, you know, when we talk to you guys about, you know, balancing the cost and everything, that you were able to put that Hulkbuster in as a Build-A-Figure is, as a fan, I'm really excited.
That's a testament to our engineering department. They did some weird alien math to figure out a way to spread the cost of that monster across the year for us to be able to bring it out. Yeah, he's huge. He's around 9 inches tall. Definitely the largest Build-A-Figure we've done in a handful of years, and by far probably the one that I'm most pleased with.
And I understand you were talking about a new medium-sized buck for the Marvel Legends line as well?
Yep. We revealed today our Grim Reaper figure for the Ant-Man wave. Grim Reaper is a in-betweener size for between the Bucky Cat body and the Hyperion body. It gives us a new base to use for characters like Captain America or those guys that are, you know, a little bit more jacked than a normal dude, but not quite a monster either.
Very cool. And yeah, I don't have a lot of questions about Legends because you've just overwhelmed us with the information. I mean, the Odin figures are just hitting my area, so happy to see those. Spider-Man, I'm sure, is going to be close behind. So I wanted to switch to talk about the 3¾ Infinite series for a bit. You're doing a great job with Legends and increasing articulation. In the 3¾, it seems like there isn't as much coming and the articulation is kind of going down in that line. Is that a trend that we're going to see continue?
I think we're pretty set on the type of articulation we plan to have as a base is what you're seeing right now. The $9.99 price point is much more challenging for us than the Legends at $20. It's just such a, you know, there's just such a monstrous difference in what you can deliver in toy between those two price points. We don't want to, you know, we never want to walk away from the 3¾ inch. We're very pleased with it, and we know that it has huge fan support. So we're trying to figure out a way to still make it a strong presence. And I think you'll be pleased next year. We're going to be adding things into that line that we've not done for quite a while. So I think there's some new, exciting 3¼ inch product expansion, more than just the single figures, which you see here coming really soon.
That's cool, because I know most of the people you deal with are probably old Toy Biz collectors, and I had a couple of the Toy Biz figures. It was the Marvel Universe line that got me into Marvel and then was a gateway for me to get into the Marvel Legends versus, I think, a lot of people the reverse. So I always kind of, even though I buy all the Legends now and I'm really excited about the Legends, I always have a soft spot in my heart for that 3¾ inch line. And I love that Chameleon figure, both Chameleon figures, really, with all the different heads.
Yeah. Who in the world would have ever thought you were going to get two Chameleon figures in 1 year from Hasbro? Bro.
That's kind of a strange thing you guys have been doing, though, is, I mean, who would have thought we'd be getting two Grim Reapers within about a year of each other? Why is it that there's so much parity between the characters we're getting in the two scales versus, you know, if you like Grim Reaper, well, here's a 3¾ inch Grim Reaper and making us wait for a 6-inch Grim Reaper or something?
Well, I think there's, you know, there's fans of both scales. So if you give something in 3¾ inch, the 6-inch fan community is like, what the, you know, why don't I have that in 6-inch? Vice versa, you throw something in 6-inch, 3¾ inch gets bitter. So I think we're trying to find a nice balance between getting those characters out. I actually am not a fan intrinsically of bringing out the same characters in both scales at the same time. I like to have a little bit more spacing between them, and even more so if we're going to do it, I like to make sure the costumes are very different from each other. These two, it was just kind of I don't have a good reason for why these happened in this way, especially those two odd characters. You know, when characters like Grim Reaper tie so well into like an Ant-Man mythos with, you know, is this an Avengery Ant-Man villain? You know, it made sense when we were trying to make an Ant-Man wave. We're like, well, this is someone we haven't got to yet, and he'd be great here, and we need someone here. And just, he's been done in 3 3/4 inch, but, you know, let's try to put one here too. So trying to find a balance for both worlds.
And, yeah, and when you talk about the figures for Ant-Man Wave, just thank you for finishing the Wrecking Crew. From everybody who listens to our show, thank you for finishing the Wrecking Crew.
Well, you're very welcome.
With the 3 3/4 inch, two more questions. You said the $9.99 price point. It's been, you know, pretty big news that Target raised their price on these figures to $12.99. Is that a Hasbro MSRP increase, or is the MSRP still $9.99 on that line?
I don't know what the Hasbro SRP is on that, but I do know that we don't have control over what the accounts ask for them. That's not something that we control. So what it is that because I don't work it's not a line that I design myself. I'm not sure of those intricacies, and I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. So,
yeah, just wanted to ask about that. And then I was really excited to see Age of Ultron 3 3/4 inch figures coming in 2 packs to Toys R Us. You mentioned that in the presentation. Mm-hmm. You announced the 2 2-packs. Are there going to be more than that coming?
Yes, there's going to be some more of those coming. I don't remember what the final number is, but I just know in my head there's at least one more that's a definite pack coming for that as well.
And what kind of level of articulation are those going to have? Are they 5 POA? Are they kind of more like the Infinite series?
They're somewhere in between. They're nowhere like the 5 point. They're around, I would guess, around 9 points of articulation.
Okay, kind of like the old Avengers figures from the last movie.
Yes, yes. A little more collector-friendly.
And I'm not going to ask what exclusives. You guys are always great. I overheard you talk about San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. So my only question is, do I need to bring another giant suitcase again this year because of the freight for shipping some of those exclusives home?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of Hasbro, but we've got a couple pretty amazing things coming in for Marvel this year. But they should ship much easier than things in years past.
Hallelujah. I love the figures, but man, some of those oversized shipping costs from California, I'll tell you.
No, I'm not saying that the boxes aren't big, but they're a lot flatter this year, so you won't have any misshapen giant Infinity Gauntlets to try to figure out how to put in your carry-on.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Great showing. Very excited.
My pleasure. Nice seeing you again.
So there you have it. 3 3/4 inch is not dead. Long live 3 3/4 inch.
And, you know, articulation's not necessarily dead either, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's not going to be as hyper-articulated as you like, because then we'd be getting it into the $15 price point or so.
Yeah, you know what, and I would rather see less and higher quality in the 3 3/4 inch in a year like this, where we already know we're getting a ton of 6 inch scale stuff. So it's a good balancing act for those of us that collect both lines.
Yeah.
At least my wallet's saying that.
I really wonder what we're going to see at Comic-Con, though, because every year we've been doing Marvelicious Toys, we go to Comic-Con and they have that giant diorama of the 3 3/4 inch figures, right? And I mean, it's been Doom's Castle a couple of times and always this massive battle. But they had something set up here at Toy Fair that makes me think it may go a different way. They had a big diorama set up of 2 1/2 inch figures.
I wouldn't call it very big, Arnie, though. It was coffee table size, not like the giant one we've had in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it was smaller than Comic-Con, but still a pretty decent size, nicely set up, some custom job in there to give it an environment going on and things. And
they got the finest train diorama accessories money could buy.
That's why they did this. I think you just broke the whole code, Marjorie.
Yes.
They got tired of doing the bigger dioramas from scratch. It's like, hey, if we just shrunk everything down, we could just go to the train shop.
Yep.
And pick up everything we need there.
Yep, that's what they did. It had the moss and the rocks and the trees.
So they went from HO scale to N scale.
Is that a train scale joke?
I don't know what that means. Is there like 4 people that get that?
Yes, and they're laughing their butts off right now. So high five to my train homies.
I'm frightened.
But the 2 1/2 inch Avengers stuff, I've been picking it up as I find it. Seeing it at the Toy Fair event, it's kind of underwhelming. I like the detail of the figures they're giving. I just wish I was getting them in 3 3/4 inch. I mean, the fact that they've made that janked up Ultron from the beginning of the trailer where he's like, strings, you know, that whole monologue he does where he's limping in, you get that figure in 2.5 inch. Why can't I get in 3¾ inch?
Well, I think, though, you know, for a second, though, while you talk about the 2.5 inch, we got to remember to go back and talk about the 2-inch figures that we've got coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you've got 2-inch, 2.5 inch, 3¾ inch, and 6-inch.
And then 5.5 inch that they're calling 6-inch, and then
but 2 and then 2.5 inch are too close for comfort.
Well,
those 2-inch you're talking about is what, the Marvel 500?
Yeah, and they're kind of like the Star Wars Command, which is like little army guys, but these are painted.
Oh, not very much.
No,
they seem like gumball machine toys.
Yes.
Like, Dad, can I have a quarter?
Yeah, they had me at blind box until I saw them. I'm like, ew.
They had me at the presentation. They said they legally couldn't say why they're calling it 500, but they made it pretty inferred that they want to do 500 of these characters. And I'm like, well, that'll be really cool until I saw them.
If you want some translucent blobs of plastic, they have a lot of those.
Yeah, didn't they already try this? What were those ones that you could buy a pack of randomly inserted plastic ones?
Well, yeah, like the handful of heroes or something.
Yeah. Yeah, those are more realistic style. These look like they're styled after the Masher style, like with the bigger thighs and the more squat type of poses.
I think my problem is some of them have good detail. The Punisher one, actually, you know, you get the skull on the chest and everything. And then you see some others that are like just completely solid color or maybe two-tone. It's all over the map. And one person on our Facebook page pointed out it's all men, no mutants.
Well, this is just one wave.
Yeah, but we don't see female characters represented, and we don't see X-Men represented. Yeah, I was kind of excited by the 500, and then I saw them. And you mentioned Star Wars Command. I was thinking that exact same thing. That it's like, these look like slightly painted Star Wars Command figures. But one booth over at the Star Wars booth, I asked what the future of Star Wars Command was, and they're like, we don't really know. Meanwhile, at Toys R Us, they're on clearance.
Yeah, they didn't sell well.
This is like, it just like the failed idea of Department of Hasbro. This is their failed idea of this year. I mean, it goes right there with those, what were those bullet shaped things called?
The beans?
Yeah.
Oh, the Mighty Beans?
Mighty Beans and the handful of heroes.
Yeah, that was a little bit novel. This, like, how does that go down in the boardroom? Like, anybody have any other ideas? Like, hey, how about like an Army Man style thing? Oh, why didn't we think of that before? It's like, come on. Every couple years, they bring this out.
You know what it is? It's like they are all the guy from Memento. They have a regime change. New people take over. They forget that under Vonner, they already did this and it didn't work.
Well, and I think they've got the target wrong for the audience, because they're talking about, oh, little kids will love this. They're blind packaged. First of all, Americans as a whole don't like blind packaged items. They fail miserably in the States because people like to know what the hell they're getting. I'm one of the weirdos. I love blind package because then they're all like Christmas to me. And I just don't think a 4-year-old is going to sit there and not have a meltdown because they didn't get Ghost Rider.
I don't know if a 4-year-old having a meltdown because he did get Ghost Rider, but I'm at least happy that they appear to just be blind bagged and you're just buying the bags versus how they did the spider pods. Was that last year or 2 years ago? Failed idea department.
Might have been 2 or 3.
There were the blind packaged one, and then you had to get exclusive, so you had to buy this set of 24 if you wanted the special white tiger and all of that.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to these are definitely just not meant for us. I bet you these aren't even in the toy aisle. I bet you these are in the checkout aisle where mom can be like, sure, fine, grab a pack.
But yeah, to go from 2-inch to 2.5-inch to 3¾-inch, honestly, out of an entire presentation of good news, the best news for me is that we're getting at least some Age of Ultron movie figures in 3¾-inch. All hope is not lost. They may be Toys R Us exclusive 2-packs, but they're coming.
Yeah, that is good news, you know? I mean, because you can't let a movie like this go by without at least some, you know? And Toys R Us has exclusives that are, I feel like they're either hot or cold. It's like they're either incredibly easy to find or you'll never see them. So we'll have to see how these go by the time they show up on shelves.
And the Infinite series, we talked about them. I'm happy with the figures we're getting. I really like that Chameleon with the two extra heads. He's probably my favorite upcoming figure, although I'm an Emma Frost fan, and nice to see the females getting a little plastic love.
That was a good figure, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like seeing that they're still reusing pieces and parts from their catalog and not necessarily going 100% with new sculpts just to cut articulation. I'm fine with, you know, kitbash characters as long as they look good. And it seems like in a lot of instances, they're doing it right. So that line's not dead to me yet.
What about that blue and yellow Deadpool?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a straight up repaint of the Deadpool that we've been getting, you know, and it looks like it comes with the Comic-Con exclusive half unmasked face too. So that'll be pretty cool.
What do you mean Comic-Con exclusive?
From the taco truck pack.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're reusing that head is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, that looks cool. I mean, I'm sure he'll be a hard one to find because Deadpool is always popular. But yeah, I mean, there you go. There's them using an older mold with tons of articulation. So it keeps my interest in that line just a little bit longer, I guess.
There's quite a few out there, plus a nice chunky figure, Korg. So didn't see him coming.
I don't know if anybody did. That's reaching way into the archives to get a character going, but that's cool.
And then 6-inch figures, though, that is where it's at. So much going on. Honestly, I was just blown away by that Hulkbuster. It has got so much articulation to it, so much movement, the bright red coloring.
And you love Hulkbuster.
Yeah, it's my jam this year.
There's a lot of Hulkbuster.
There is. I'm excited that they're doing it because, to be honest with you, once we knew that the Odin wave was going to be kind of marked as an Avengers wave, I was like, okay, well, there's one chance for a Hulkbuster Build-A-Figure missed. And then we saw the second wave, and the Build-A-Figure was what? What's the Build-A-Figure in that second wave?
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos. I was like, okay, well, there's another one. Are we going to get three waves of Avengers? And that question was answered today. So that is going to be one massive Build-A-Figure. It's going to be interesting to see how they pack some of those pieces into those boxes.
I know. I almost wonder if the box is going to do bigger. I mean, the torso is going to have to be, right?
It might be split into pieces. I don't know. It's going to be, it'll be fun to see how they engineer that together.
Yeah. And they're already running out of real estate in that box. If you look at that Avengers Hulk, they had a package sample there. It's like he barely fits in that window.
I'm surprised he does. That's a big figure. So here's my question is, did I miss it? Or is the only version of Vision we're getting a comic version and not a movie version?
That is all that appears to be coming thus far.
I hope we don't miss an opportunity to get him out this year.
I think we might because I'm not sure he's a huge part of this movie. I mean, you look at all the toys that are coming out. It's the rosters that go Yondu deep that start getting to Vision.
True. But I mean, they put Vision into a 6-inch line. Actually, he's in two of them. He's in one of the, I think it's the Target 3-pack exclusive, where of course I'll have to get him as he's looking like he's translucent and frosted plastic. And then.
And all white.
Yeah. And then that third wave where it's the comic version, which he still looks cool. It's just, to me, if they're doing Vision, if they're slotting Vision into a spot, why not make him from the movie? But maybe that's just me.
I hear you. I think maybe they're doing that with some of these other characters. We're getting comic versions of characters that are in the movie just because they tie in. And I don't know, maybe something they're holding that back on. I mean, they are coming out with more Guardians figures down the line, so maybe they're just waiting to see how it'll do. I was surprised that we didn't see Vision in the Infinite series 3¾-inch. I know people would have loved that one.
Yeah, but like you said, we still have Comic-Con coming up, but by that time, this movie will have already been in theaters.
And I am most happy about Dwight Stahl's news that no large irregular packages like Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm glad that you asked, because that is honestly what I think about when they say San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. I'm like, how am I going to get it home? How
Marvelicious Toys, asking the questions that really matter.
Well, seriously, okay, like the Helicarrier was great because it came shipped in a master pack of one, so you could just slap a label on the cardboard box, unless you're Arnie, in which that outer package is a collectible.
I had to slap labels on that Helicarrier. There was no choice.
But it's just, it's the Infinity Gauntlet was such a crazy thing to get home, and Thanos was not any better.
Yeah, the last couple of years with those convex boxes were making it very difficult to get those home in decent shape.
Well, and he said it was a flat box, so now I wonder if it's like some sort of Legends exclusive or something.
Well, it could be Legends. He'll probably do a Legends and a Infinite series. But when he says flat box, I mean, that means no weird spaceships like the Thanos imperative, no big gloves, hopefully nothing with oversized like the Thunderbolt sets.
You know, we need to let them know that, you know, we'd be happy if you just gave us four loose figures in baggies. So we didn't have, like, don't make it exclusive packaging. Just give us the figures. We'll be all right.
Yeah, Ziploc bags. Come on. They're not very expensive to buy. And you probably get a discount because you buy so many.
Oh, that's just coming from Justin and Justin alone. I love the packaging, but I'm more than happy to open it. Justin knows if you package it nice, he's got to buy two.
That's right.
Although, speaking of your special skills, Justin, how much am I going to have to slip you in order to paint me a couple chameleon bodies now that I can get... It could be the chameleon as J. Jonah Jameson, or it just could be J. Jonah Jameson, especially if you paint that suit gray.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good body. We've seen that body used before, and I think that's the same thing that they used for Professor X, if I remember correctly. And that body actually comes from G.I. Joe, so they're really using the whole catalog here. So,
well, no, this was 6-inch. You're talking about the Infinite series. I was thinking about the Legends, because that is confusing. They're coming out with Chameleon in 3¾-inch, and they're coming out with Chameleon in the 6-inch, but they're coming out with different heads.
And Dwight didn't have a good answer for that either. Ah. You asked Dwight that point blank, like, why so much synergy between the two on some of these things? And there you go, we're even confusing ourselves.
Yeah, so I was actually thinking, because the 3¾-inch Chameleon, I mean, I'm really happy with that figure, and it looks like it comes with a, I think it was Daredevil and a Norman Osborn head, and he doesn't have the business suit, though. He's in the more chameleon-ish outfit, but I was thinking about the 6-inch Chameleon that comes with the J. Jonah Jameson head and then the Hammerhead head.
Nice. Well, I tell you what, you buy me a couple of the 3¾-inch ones, and I'll paint you up a few of the 6-inch ones, and we'll call it even.
That sounds fair. I'll definitely do that. Yeah, because I just want a J. Jonah Jameson figure.
You're weird.
You and your four train collecting buddies are probably the only ones.
He makes a good conductor. Put that little train hat on him.
And we got to admit, nobody saw Misty Knight coming, right?
That sounds like a porn name.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, this was a 70s comic, and she's still pretty big these days, but I was really excited to see that. In a Spider-Man wave, a little bit odd, but real happy to see that one.
No, I mean, in a year where we're getting so many 6-inch figures, it's cool that they're really going after the whole roster here. There's so many characters that you're just like, wow, that wasn't even on my checklist of things to ask for, but here you go.
What's really getting me, though, in this year are the exclusives. The fact that we're getting all kinds of multi-packs. We knew we were getting the S.H.I.E.L.D. 3-pack. They announced that at Comic-Con that we were getting Agent Coulson, Nick Fury, and Maria Hill. But then Walmart's going to have a 3-pack of comic-based figures, that Vision you talked about in white, and Ultron in silver, but he's got the orange spots on his chest and the orange mouth, and then a Hulk with a crew cut, so it's like the Marvel Now Hulk.
Yeah, I think that's the Target exclusive, not Walmart.
Okay, no, there are Walmart exclusives, but that one was Target's. But then Amazon is getting a 4-pack that I'm just really excited about it. And so I wouldn't rule out a movie Vision yet, because the Amazon 4-pack is all movie figures. It's movie Thor. It's Bruce Banner. Mark Ruffalo Bruce Banner.
Which is super awesome.
He has loafers. Are you getting him, Justin?
I believe so.
Well, if you pick up, you know, any of the Elektra figures that they ever made of Jennifer Garner or Elektra, you can make your own 13 going on 30 diorama. And pick up an Andy Serkis, and there you go.
Yeah, if they make a movie Claw, we're there. And I even think, what's her name, that comedian?
Judy Greer.
Judy Greer is in somewhere.
Nice. Say goodbye to these.
And then in that 4-pack, Hawkeye from the movie and Black Widow from the movie. Now that is a sweet 4-pack.
Yeah. I mean, they look like, you know, there might be some repainting going on there. The Thor looks to have some good new parts there, but how weird is it that the draw of this pack is going to be plain-clothes Banner?
I think that's awesome, because I stand by the fact that Ruffalo is the best Banner and best Hulk ever.
Except for Bixby.
Except for Bill Bixby, who will always have a special place in my heart. He's an acceptable substitute.
There you go. I'll accept that. The one thing that maybe kind of concerns me on this pack a little bit is it looks like they're going back to trying to do that glowing effect again over there on Black Widow's knees. And we know how that went down on Big Time Spidey. So that could be a problem.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But that is one thing that is occurring to me was the paint app issue and trying to figure out how these would be. But the latest ones off the assembly line have not had many problems. So at least none that I have personally seen or that people have been posting about other than that hip issue. So hopefully they've got that worked out by this point. And they even knew, Dwight said back then, they were hopeful that maybe they could get another run of Big Time Spidey. They just never did.
Well, I mean, more to the point with this is, like, this one that we're talking about is the Amazon exclusive. So there's no looking through three or four of them at the store picking out the best paint apps. It's you order it and hope to God that they're good.
Yeah, Amazon's really good about returns, though, as long as they don't sell out. And again, you mentioned that with Toys R Us exclusives, Amazon exclusives, same way. You have no idea if it's going to be a thing that sells out and instantly the third-party sellers are selling for double, or if you're going to get it for clearance come Black Friday.
Exactly.
Moving on up the scale a little bit, I was shocked that we're going to see a second wave of those five POA Web Warrior figures, including Green Goblin and Rhino, or a statue of the Rhino.
It's a prototype they had on display. I ended up, some Hasbro guy was like way too excited about these, and I got a full demo of all these. And that's a prototype Rhino. It's not how it's going to look when it's done. Wait, it's why he's like all weird gray.
Okay, because I just thought that was the worst paint app ever. It looks like he had a staring contest with Medusa.
No. And then these also all have an action figure feature where they can swing and like shoot like this web thing.
Ah, but you're confused the same way I was. I had the same conversation probably with the same guy. There's two different lines going on here. There's the web slingers that basically come with rubber bands that the figures can shoot. Yes. I kid you not.
Yeah, that's all it is.
They're just rubber string that each figure or vehicle can fire differently. I'm referring to the 5-point of articulation web warriors that I got the first four of we reviewed last show.
Oh, for some reason, I thought because they're all there, they're all the same.
Okay, no, but even more confusingly, those web warriors I have seen at Target, but in a deluxe pack where they come with like a vehicle or some sort of accessory.
And no, those are web warrior web slingers.
Oh, God.
This is too confusing. Let's move on to something less confusing. How about Titans?
All right, Titans. We'll go to Titans. I passed on the Hulkbuster. I went to Target not long before Toy Fair, found a whole bunch of 2.5-inch figures, loaded up the cart, found the 5-point of articulation, 3¾-inch Age of Ultron figures, loaded up the cart. There was that Hulkbuster Iron Man, and I looked at all the stuff I had in my cart, $125 of toys, none of which I love. And so I left the Hulkbuster on the shelf.
You said you'd wait for it to go on sale, though, which I think is something that is going to happen here any minute.
Yeah, but now I want him more than ever, and I have to have others. Since they revealed in the presentation, he knows when other Titan tech is around and interacts with them.
Well, you can have a few then. Although this is going to get really creepy, though, because I imagine they'll start talking to each other when we're not prompting them, and just too spooky.
I wish I could say that I was surprised, but I just can't be. I know how big of a sucker you are for the electronic crappy toys.
Or you just mean crappy toys.
You know which one I want Hulkbuster to interact with, though? This was the surprise. All the other Titans were already on shelves before we got here, but not Ultron. They're going to do a Titan electronic Ultron.
All right.
And I think with some red paint, you could turn him into Frank from Hellraiser, the skinless corpse. That face is utterly creepy. I'm thinking of like the vivisected human body museum exhibit that's touring.
Yeah, it's really, really, really nightmare inducing. I'm going to have to ask you to change that picture so I don't have to look at it anymore.
So my question is, what is going on here? Is this just a poor, poor attempt at approximating what somebody saw at a glance? Or are we seeing something kind of spoilerish here? Is this like...
I'm thinking that too, Justin.
A form of Ultron where he's almost human.
Does he want to be a real boy? And so he's starting to carve musculature into his own metal?
Exactly.
No.
It's creepy as hell. It's scary. If I was a child, this would freak me out.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's best not to dwell on it, especially since like the speakers are in his face too, so he's got like slits in his eyebrows and cheeks and yeah, I'm gonna have some bad dreams about this thing.
I just got up in there with a macro lens. It was so disgusting. I couldn't look away. I'm surprised they sell this in a kid's aisle.
Yeah, that's... We'll have to see how that one sells. Or if that lady from Florida starts a protest on Facebook again.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is something I might be okay with.
And I'm waiting... You know, you mentioned lady from Florida. I was thinking about the one that was turning herself into a cheetah or something. Now I'm just wanting to see somebody have plastic surgery to turn themselves into Ultron.
Don't give anyone any ideas.
Yeah, that guy who turned himself into Red Skull, but I think he missed the mark. Just because he cut off part of his nose does not mean you look like Red Skull, buddy. Maybe this is his next step.
And then finally, there was some various stuff around. I had an interesting conversation because I noticed that all of the little potato head heroes were put on clearance at Entertainment Earth, now out of stock, and there's one 4-pack showing up later this year, and that was it. So I started talking, and I'm like, so these are still shipping? They're still going out? Oh, yes. Because I saw Entertainment Earth put them on clearance. Oh, well, maybe we can't comment on that. So I'm not sure if the little potato mashers have a very long life in them or not.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I've only ever seen them at Kmart.
You go to Kmart?
Yeah, because that's the only place you can get mini mashers.
I just shop at Entertainment Earth.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but to be honest with you, it's one of the only retailers that still carries most of the Marvel lines. You know, like, pick between Target and Walmart, and one of them isn't carrying something at any given moment, so...
Yeah, our Kmarts aren't like that.
And then finally, Play-Doh? Okay, Marvel Play-Doh. I don't have...
But the cans are their heads. So the cans have a face on them, and then they have, like, a body with some, like, accessories that it fits into, and they're kind of cool. And you forgot the superhero... What are those called?
The Play School Heroes?
Yes, Play School Heroes. Because they had a really cool Iron Man thing.
Well, they had an Iron Man thing. I don't know that.
Where you put Tony Stark and you can make him into Iron Man. You didn't see that?
No, where was that?
Over in the Play School Heroes section. The same guy that was all too excited about the Web Warrior Slinger shindig over there. They have a playset, and it's Tony Stark's lab. And in the middle, so you have Tony Stark figure at the top, and you push this lever, and he goes down into his little Tony Stark's Iron Man suit.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what was going on. I had no idea what this was with armless Iron Man and Tony Stark in gallows. I thought it might be some kind of torture chamber, honestly.
It kind of looks like it's all about the BDSM, I know.
And after they put out that Ultron, anything goes over at Hasbro, so...
It's like 50 Shades of Tony.
Yeah, 50 Shades of... I honestly think that you could just have curious question mark under that with Tony and chains.
Yeah, no, you press the top and he goes down into the Iron Man suit, so you can make Tony into Iron Man and also into War Machine.
Now that's kind of cool. I wonder how they're doing it. Yeah, is it snapped together pieces, or like does another figure come out the bottom?
Well, he goes into that figure, which is kind of like a clamshell.
All right.
And so Tony goes in there. It's pretty cool if you're a little kid.
But Hasbro had a great showing for Marvel. I came out of there really excited. I went in a little bit skeptical. I didn't know what we'd see. I thought it might be all about 2.5-inch figures and things, that they are giving the Legends such a push. Obviously, I think they're seeing that the Toy Biz Legends collectors still have an appetite for 6-inch figures, and that it seems to me they're able to just do more at the $20 price point with the 6-inch figures than they're able to do at the $10 point with the 3¾-inch figures, and collectors are eating them up. I'm excited, though, I'm glad I jumped on with Legends when I did, back with those six Toys R Us figures, because otherwise I wouldn't have much to collect this year. Only Hot Toys and statues and...
Well, I'll get out my little tiny violin.
Well, I mean, we've been saying it for the last couple of years now, and it just seems like maybe, you know, 3¾ inch is still hanging on for yet another year, but it's true. I think collectors are being herded into a 6-inch scale all across Hasbro's lines. It's happening over in Star Wars, as far as we know. It's happening here. So I guess it's good that they're not just completely severing ties with the 3¾-inch collector.
Yet.
But it's a slow migration that we have to admit is happening.
And we'll see what happens. I mean, the toy aisle is very cyclical. Remember the 70s, 8-inch Migos were the norm until Star Wars came along with their novel, very tiny for the time, 3¾-inch figure.
But it had never been done before. That's the thing. Everything was big. And so now, look, we're getting small stuff because everything we had was so big. We're getting these 2-inch and 2½-inch toys.
I'm just saying, wait and see. We cannot prognosticate.
I still think kids would rather play video games.
Sadly, you're probably right.
Yes.
So, Justin, one item. What's your favorite item, Lego or Hasbro, that we saw?
There's quite a few things that got me excited. And I don't know if I had to pick just one. I would like to pick that Deadpool, but it's, you know, it's a repaint and I like it, but I'm not going to pick Deadpool. I think I got to go with that monstrous, biggest ever Build-A-Figure Hulkbuster. That's got me super excited.
Marjorie, what about you?
Ruffalo Banner, because I think it's long overdue. And I think that Ruffalo is getting the shaft when he is clearly the best of the modern Bruce Banners.
Edward Norton was pretty good.
He was no Mark Ruffalo.
They're both better than Banner.
My left foot's better than Banner.
That was a good movie. But as for me, I think that you both stole options for me. I mean, that Hulkbuster was amazing.
We can like the same thing. It's okay.
That Avengers pack is there. So I'm going to just go with the thing that for some reason I keep going back to. And it's really weird. And Hasbro hasn't even given us a photo of it. So we can't even put it in the video podcast. But that damn Legends Chameleon with the hammerhead head. That's the thing that I walked out of there like enamored with it. Just such a weird concept that you're giving us a guy in a suit with three heads.
Hopefully you'll buy three of them.
I'm just surprised they're not selling it as three of them.
Yeah. There's like, screw it. Here you go. You figure out which one you want.
But that is it for our show for this week, the beginning of our Toy Fair coverage. Now, we are going to be back with a bonus show next week, continuing our Toy Fair coverage, because we still have to go to the Javits Center and meet with Uncle Milton and Kotobukiya and a lot of other companies over there and see all the marvelicious goodies we're going to find. We always find some really random things, be it beanie balls or 3D pop-up books or harmonicas.
Well, I'm kind of excited because Tokidoki is listed under the Marvel licensees now, so I wonder if they got it back.
Or if they just haven't updated their bio in a few years.
That could be, yeah.
And, of course, Funko trying to out-cute themselves. Not only are they doing the pops with the big black eyes, but now they're doing the dorbs.
And they also have a line of coffee cups, I noticed, they're doing at least for Star Wars. So that could mean Marvel over there, too.
Interesting.
Like they were the pop vinyl heads, but made into coffee cups. It was called Funko Home.
Well, we'll find out about all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. You can see more videos and reviews by subscribing to the Marvelicious Toys YouTube channel. You can find the link from our homepage. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.